Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, I am so excited that you're here for this episode. Today we're going to be talking about reading the Bible daily and really getting into the habit of doing this. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host, and it's really just an honor to be able to show up in your car today or in your ear or wherever it is that you're listening to this episode. I think that this is something that often comes up in conversation, and whenever I do surveys or even when you join inside of the Facebook group that we have, which I highly recommend you come on and join us over there in the private Facebook community so that you can meet other listeners just like you, but also to be encouraged, to be prayed over, and so much more. But I see this consistent thread of showing up in the Bible daily. And I think that, again, you know, the episode I released about how to read the Bible for beginners, I think we have this idea of what quiet time should look like. I also release an episode on how to spend your quiet time, because these are questions that keep coming up. And we have this perspective and this very perfect idea of reading the Bible daily. And so, when our goal is to read the Bible daily and really get into the habit of consistently reading, I think it's important that we address how habits are formed. So if you've been here for any length of time, you know that I like to look at the root of things. I like to go deep and I like to figure out, why is it that we're doing what we're doing? Because I can give you three things to do right now that could help you. But if we don't actually understand how habits are formed, then it can be easily forgotten about later, right? I can give you three things now and you're like, okay, great. But if you're not understanding why things are done the way that they're done, it doesn't necessarily sink into your mind and to your heart, because you have to have an understanding for yourself, which I think is important, because inside of my spiritual growth framework course, we go deeper into this of, why do I do what I do? Why do I have a hard time trusting God? Why is it that I'm a people pleaser? Why can I not say no to people? Why is it so hard for me to let go of my past? We address all of that versus me just, here's a Bible study, here are scriptures, and be on your way. We are living in tension with both our humanity and being one with God. So reading the Bible daily is just, it's not something we check off our list. It's about deepening our understanding of God, right? It's about growing our relationship and becoming sanctified by the word, led by the Spirit. Therefore, our human effort alone does not transform us. It's the Holy Spirit in us that provides the revelation of the word. It's what delivers us. It transforms us. It's why reading the Bible is important, because God provides the revelation of himself to those who follow him. That's why he spoke in parables. And the disciples often asked, what are you talking about? But Jesus had not yet went to the cross or risen for them to fully understand. So our hearts, they crave the revelation of God as much as they crave the relationship with God, right? He created that spot in our hearts for him. When we're talking about reading the Bible daily and getting into a habit, let's get into that. How is a habit formed? The definition of a habit is an automatic response to a specific situation. Another definition says a settled or regular tendency or practice, especially one that is hard to give up. I want you to think about things that you just do without even thinking about it. You go out of your house and you automatically shut the door. It's a habit to lock your door when you leave, almost to the point where you question, did I lock my door? Right? I mean, maybe that's just me. But, you know, even me pulling out of the driveway, it's a habit to hit the garage door button so the garage door goes down. There are times where I will leave and say, did I shut the garage door? Because it's such a habit. It's an automatic response to a specific situation. I'm leaving the house. I need to shut the garage door. It's a regular tendency or practice, meaning we brush our teeth because it's a habit. We do it most of the time without thinking. So forming habits start with our beliefs about what we want. Here's how this looks. Number one, a lie no longer becomes a thought, it becomes a belief. Then, number two, we begin to live like that belief is true. Number three, we form the habit and we rewire our brains. Number four, it becomes a stronghold. So that's kind of this process that we have when it comes to habits. Now we're kind of shifting gears from garage doors and cars to really about our thought process of how we're thinking that really begins to form what we do. With those four steps, it's important for us to recognize we are not our thoughts, but we become our thoughts. So our perspective of brushing our teeth, we brush our teeth not because we want to brush our teeth, but because the benefit of brushing our teeth. We want clean teeth. So forming habits, again, I'm going to repeat that, starts with our beliefs about what we want, the desired outcome. So my belief when I brush my teeth is that I'm going to have clean feeling teeth. That is the desire that I want. And so my belief about brushing my teeth is driven by that desire. Therefore, our life is really the sum of the habits formed by our beliefs, which start with our thoughts. So when you think about reading the Bible daily, then, now let's bring this back. What comes to your mind? What reasoning do you have in place that ensures you do or don't read? What have you told yourself about reading the Bible and your beliefs about that? See, all these questions are important when addressing how to read the Bible. What do you believe about the Bible? Do you believe about yourself when you're reading the Bible? These beliefs are going to form your habits. The more that we spend time in the Word, and not just read the Word, but study the Word, and we really begin to learn about the character of God, we actually create a hunger for the Word. We don't really ever become satisfied. We want more. We want to understand. We want to continue to be sanctified and become more like Him. Our heart really becomes transformed. But it really starts with, well, what do I actually believe? Right? Because sometimes we're thinking, what is this Bible going to do for me? What is God going to do for me? Because all this pain that I've been carrying. Something that is important when we're thinking about getting in the habit is our learning style. This, again, we're going to be taking God out of the box here. Because for so long, I really stuck with one way of learning. But I think it's important that you do know your learning style. So I'm going to go through them really quickly. Are you a visual learner? This would mean that you like diagrams, charts, pictures. Visual learners really learn through seeing. So those tools like diagrams, pictures can be a key to really understanding new concepts. How does this look like for Bible study? I'll give you one example. It's drawing scripture. I actually started drawing scripture a little bit last year, didn't form a habit around it, but I do it whenever I want to memorize scripture, more importantly. And that was huge for me. Let me tell you, I'm drawing stick figures and all the things, nothing fancy. So again, are you a visual learner? Number two, are you an auditory learner? This means that you like to learn by listening. So lectures and discussions, they help you. So also to accompany that, you can read the text out loud or have it read to you. Something like reading out loud to hear the words and how they sound can help you learn. This means that a great tool for you would be letting the Bible app read to you as you read along. You're still studying the word, but you're hearing it as you're reading it. Or reading the Bible out loud so that you're hearing the words and also comprehending them. Again, the next thing, are you a read write learner? This would mean that you like to learn through reading and writing. You would really desire glossaries or rewriting your notes. If you can't rewrite a definition or describe a concept in your own words, there's probably a really good chance that you don't fully understand it. Let me tell you, this is me a lot, almost to a T to a certain extent. I love to rewrite my notes, but the key thing here with this is that I have to be able to describe and identify whatever I'm learning in my own words, or else I don't fully understand it. If I can't describe it back to you, what I'm learning, then I don't feel confident in myself to teach it to anybody or to fully feel like I have learned anything. So for me, I have to fully understand by explaining it back in my own words. So for me, it's really the rewriting of my notes, the definition. So I'm also a visual learner. I have to read and then see. So for me, it's so funny when you read instructions. I know a lot of people don't read instructions, but I've just wasted way too much time not reading instructions and then I mess things up. But I have to see a picture to go with the words that it's describing. I cannot just read the words of how to do something. If instructions just come with words, I have a really hard time. I need pictures. Show me what you're talking about. But then I also need to be able to do it, which is a kinesthetic learner. So for me, I have to then solidify what I'm teaching you by doing it. So you like to use all of your senses. What kind of learner are you? It's okay to be a visual learner, to be an auditory learner, to be a kinesthetic learner, to read and to write and to rewrite your notes and to write out Bible verses or to have it played to you. It's okay to read the word and begin to do it or to act it out or whatever it is that you have to do. It's important. Because we want to learn and we want to grow. But God knows that we all learn differently and we all have the opportunity and availability of the Bible app and things that we can learn from because God is not, he's not in a box. So maybe if for you, you need to try highlighting or cross-referencing scriptures so that you understand better. Do you need a plan so that you feel like you're checking things off a to-do list? Again, the Bible is not a to-do list, but some of us work so much better with a plan and you're able to go deep into that. I don't work well with a plan. My personality does not jive with that because I then start to look at it as a to-do. But some people just need structure. I get it. So here are a few things before we wrap up this episode. Don't stick to a specific time, but focus on knowing that you will read sometime that day. I see so many people fail when they set a very specific time to read. Because for me, I just felt like if I didn't read so long in the morning, then it just, what was the point? Now I've just really learned to, if I read maybe 10 minutes in the morning, I plan to read at least maybe another 20 minutes or 30 minutes later in the day. I don't always do that. Sometimes I do all of it in the morning and then maybe I'll just, you know, glance at a book or something later. But my days are very split up and it depends on also, let me just be honest, if I'm creating content or studying the word for very something specific like a podcast episode. And the last thing is don't focus on time as much as you focus on depth. Sometimes we won't read the word at all because we only have 10 minutes to read and we think, what is the point? However, I really want to challenge you by saying, what if you spent those 10 minutes on just a few passages of scripture, even if it's one, and you spent the time reading the commentary, you were thinking about who is this being addressed to? Who is this being written for? What is the context of this passage in this scripture that the author is trying to get a point across? You can take one scripture and dive deep into it for 10 minutes versus thinking, what's the point at all? And again, we go into this in my Spiritual Growth Framework course to really go deeper, because I know for me, I struggled with this and I don't want you to struggle with this. I want you to feel confident when you're reading the Bible and most importantly, thinking about why you do what you do. So let's not dismiss any of that. For more information on this, you can check out my Spiritual Growth Framework course. We would love to have you in this round with us, but most importantly, I'm praying for you and I'm rooting for you. Don't put God in a box when you're thinking about reading the Bible daily. If you got 5 minutes or 10 minutes, take that scripture and go deep with it. Do some study and then pray about it throughout the day. Don't just convince yourself what's the point, because it still matters. All right, friend, come join us inside the Facebook group, but also let's go deeper. Invest in yourself, knowing that this isn't just another course. It's not just another devotional. It's not just another Bible study. This is about learning in your style. This is about trusting God, growing your relationship with Him, working on your relationship with yourself, your identity, your relationship with other people, because we tackle some of the hard conversations about forgiveness, boundaries, abandonment, rejection. We cover it all inside of my course. Until next time, as always, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wish I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes. But it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? A place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table, but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started. And I'll see you there, friend.